This letter to the Philippians, and it's going to continue tomorrow. This chapter 2 is St. Paul telling us how to live, what attitudes to fill our hearts with in what we do. Do nothing out of selfishness or out of vainglory. Rather, humbly regard others as more important than yourselves, each looking out not for his own interests, but also everyone for those of others. And then our Lord is telling us in the Gospel kind of similarly, don't do things just because you can get paid back. Don't do things so that because you do them to the people who can then do them to you. Don't give so that you might receive. Just give, and especially to those who can't pay you back. Give for the sake of giving. Love for the sake of loving, which expects nothing in return. What do they say? Love is its own reward. And it's nice that these are great teachings and ideals, but I think it's also important that we see that our Lord himself lived these things. He's our model. He's the image in whom we were made. Do nothing out of selfishness or vainglory. And you see, our Lord never did anything. He didn't come to earth to flaunt his strength and his greatness. He came humbly, regarding others almost as more important than himself, making himself the servant of each one, even his enemies. He went to visit, he went to dine in this gospel passage in the home of one of the leading Pharisees, who he knew must have been having other meetings with other people talking badly about him. And he still went, humbly reserving, regarding that person as worthy of his love and service. Each looking out not for his own interests, but him looking out for the interests of others. And then in all that he did, there was nothing he was going to get out of it. He served those who could do nothing in return for him. He prepared a banquet in the heavenly banquet in the Holy Communion table of the Mass, and there was nothing he was going to get out of it. It was sheer love for us. It's simply an invitation for us to be very concrete in how we imitate our Lord's virtues. How we really truly, as St. Paul would say, make Christ my life. That's my measure. That's my model. That's how I judge myself. Lord, am I being more like you? Or help me to be more like you. Help me to have the same thoughts on my heart as you had on your heart. And certainly the gospel is a challenge, especially for all of us who are drawing nearer to our Lord. You'll notice when the enemy can't succeed in tempting you to do evil, he tries to poison the good that you do. He tries to poison the motives with which we do the good things. Why are you doing that? Well, so people might notice me. So people might appreciate me. So I might elevate my stature in my family or my community or my parish. That's why I'm doing this. So that you notice, we start losing our freedom. We start getting very anxious over our service. How is it perceived? Am I, impressing so-and-so? And the devil just sprinkles some of his little toxic stuff into otherwise good things that are good on the outside, but now on the inside they become more corrupted because I'm doing them to get something out of it. There's those hidden motives. And our Lord's efforts, the Holy Spirit's effort, is going to be to purge. Our hearts. Not so much that we stop doing the good, but that we really remember, why am I doing this? We've heard this before, but sometimes when we're corrected for something, or when we fail at something, or when something's taken away from us, especially some service that I do maybe for the community, it's really a golden opportunity where our Lord is asking us, why were you doing it? Why are you angry right now? Why are you frustrated at the failure, or mad that it was taken away? Doesn't that show that you were doing it not for me, but for you? What do you love more, me or the works that you do for me? Love me and let go so that you can live in the freedom which I came to bring you, and the peace that is truly my peace and not the world's peace. May we learn to imitate our Lord, his way of loving, his way of serving, his way of seeking only the Father's glory, giving without expecting anything in return, and freely willing to let go if it's not the Father's will in that moment. For all he wants is to love the Lord his God with all his heart, mind, soul, and strength, and to love his neighbor even greater than himself. Amen. Amen. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, pray for us.